The YNN Siena College poll released Wednesday night shows city treasurer Kathy Sheehan with a wide lead over former city council member Corey Ellis in the crucial Democratic primary. Siena pollster Don Levy.
Typically, the winner of the Democratic primary, you know, is more than likely going to be the next mayor of Albany, with Jerry Jennings now stepping down, of course. And we have two candidates, Kathy Sheehan, the current city treasurer, and Corey Ellis, who ran against Jennings 4 years ago. Both candidates are seen favorably by most voters, Sheehan most especially so. 63% of Albany voters have a favorable view of Sheehan, 49% of Ellis. They're both pretty well known. But when we pit them head-to-head against one another, Sheehan has a very, very commanding 31-point lead.
Sheehan is at 54% to Ellis's 23%, with 23% of voters undecided. For Ellis, it's a stark difference from 2009's final results, when Ellis came within 12 points of unseating Jennings.
Sheehan is over that magic 50% mark, where even if Ellis were to get 100% of the folks who say they're undecided right now to select him, he would still trail Sheehan.
WAMC political observer Dr. Alan Shartok says Sheehan has artfully brought together grassroots and establishment support.
So now she looks like both a progressive candidate and somebody who has Big Mo on her side. Momentum is with her. I think it's hers to lose now. She's a very articulate and bright woman. So is Corey Ellis, a bright man. But I have to tell you, it does look like it's heading towards a Kathy Sheehan finish.
Sheehan responded to a request for comment by email, part of which says, "Our campaign is based on a grassroots effort and neighbor-to-neighbor conversations about a shared vision for moving Albany forward. Poll numbers will not define our campaign or change how hard we work to reach every voter in Albany." Conservative Party candidate Joe Sullivan says he doesn't take much stock in the YNN Siena sample.
Part of the results show the influence of women. Women tend to vote for women. I was really astounded to read that the voters think that Kathy Sheehan is the most qualified candidate in terms of her positions on jobs, the economy, and so on. And I don't think she really has any real positions. It's mostly political babble.
Another Democrat, Marlon Anderson, failed to register with voters. Again, Siena's Don Levy.
Three-quarters of Albany voters didn't know enough about him in order to say, and in a direct horse race, he polled less than 1%.
Levy adds Anderson's leaving the race would not have any dramatic impact. Anderson, who saw his petitions tossed out by the Board of Elections, has vowed to continue campaigning on another party line. And post-poll, a surprise Democratic challenger is emerging, Joe Sullivan.
Wherever there's a primary, anyone can do a write-in. And that holds true for the ward races as well. But as far as the mayor's race, I'm making myself available to Albany Democrats, especially the Reagan-type Democrats, and there are quite a few of them who don't vote in the primaries. They only get what's left over, and they vote in November if they vote at all. So I want to give them an opportunity, the Reagan Democrats, to come on out in the primary, and they can vote for me.
Perhaps most fascinating, Siena found Mayor Jerry Jennings exiting office after 20 years on a very high note.
71% of voters, pretty much the same as where he was 4 years ago, see him favorably, and two-thirds say that his job performance is either good or excellent.
Neither Jennings nor Ellis responded to requests for comment in time for broadcast. There is a link to the poll at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.